Good morning, and welcome to our musical celebration of the winter holidays. Rebecca did a really good job of giving you some of the history around the variety of solstice celebrations and how we carry out some of those celebrations in our get-togethers as they are now. The winter solstice is sometimes referred to as midwinter, like in the song that Julie and Ben gave us just a little bit ago, In the Bleak Midwinter. And we just sang the solstice song, Deck the Halls. Yule, derived from the Norse word Yule, is another name for the winter solstice festival. And as we sang, it's time to be jolly, it's time to sing Yule songs, and of course, feast, which a lot of our activities at our house are surrounding baking cakes and pies and getting everything ready for the feasting that will begin. And of course, seeing the blazing Yule before us. So Yule celebrations used to have a Yule log, and it was lit at the beginning of the party. And as long as it burned, the party went on. And when it was in ashes, the party was over. So, of course, the largest possible log was selected for the occasion. In Poland, the ancient solstice involved people showing forgiveness and sharing food. In Rome, courts, businesses, and schools were closed. We still keep that tradition a little bit. Wars were interrupted or postponed. Slaves were served by their masters, as Rebecca told us. Grudges and quarrels were forgotten. And so, in addition to themes of light and renewal that always surround the solstice, there were themes of benevolence, peacemaking, and reconciliation. Could the Christmas angels have had any better lyrics than peace on earth, goodwill toward men? Thanks for joining us. We hope you enjoy our reveling.
Thank you. Hanukkah reading by Rebbe Menachem Schneerson. Darkness, no matter how ominous and intimidating, is not a thing or force. It is merely the absence of light. So light need not combat and overpower darkness in order to displace it. Where light is, darkness is not. A thimble full of light will banish a room full of darkness. The same is true of good and evil. Evil is not a thing or force, but merely the absence or concealment of good. One need not defeat the evil in the world. One need only bring to light its inherent goodness.
Thank you. In our next song, Hey Ho, Nobody Home, you hear us asking you over and over for some soul cakes, that is S-O-A-L cakes. Going and souling was a Christian practice carried out in many English towns on Halloween and Christmas. It dates back to medieval times and has continued to the 1930s. People, mostly children and poor, would go from house to house saying. The cakes were used as payment for the diggers to say prayers for the family's deceased. One cake given, one soul, S-O-U-L, saved. Cheap was the price of one cake, wouldn't you agree? You'll notice at the end of the song that the crowd of beggars gets a bit out of hand, as crowds often do.
Thank you. Thank you.
as we get ready to close, I want to share with you the words of Vietnamese Buddhist monk. His name is Thich Nhat Hanh. Probably many of you have heard of him. Let us be at peace with our bodies and with our minds. Let us return to ourselves and become wholly ourselves. Let us be aware of the source of being common to us all and to all living things. Evoking the presence of the great compassion, let us fill our own hearts with our own compassion toward ourselves and toward all living beings. Let us pray that we ourselves cease to be the cause of suffering to each other. With humility, with awareness of the existence of life and of the sufferings that are going on around us, let us practice the establishment of peace in our hearts and on earth.